expressions of interest and the expressions of interest process will start for a key site of potential development in Tralee, the Fells Point parcel of land just beside the Rose Hotel alongside the River Lee, just off the South Circular Road. So what will be built there? Housing, apartments, social or affordable? Will there be some commercial element to it? Well, the EOI process, the expressive interest process, is designed to get an answer to that and a plan in place. But given how long it's taken to get to this point, how long is that going to take? Well, Councillor Michael Sheehy of Fianna Fáil was the one who raised this issue at the Tralee Municipal District meeting this week, and I spoke to him shortly before coming in here and asked him for his reaction to it and the fact that perhaps maybe this will have to align as a point he made with the Tralee Flood Relief Scheme as well.
Good morning, Gerry. Yeah, look, I first of all very much like to welcome the confirmation that I received at the Tralee Municipal District meeting on Monday that the expression of interest for the Fells Point site will finally be published in February 2026. No point in saying otherwise. This has been a long time coming. It's great to finally have a clear timeline now for progress on the site. The Fells Point site is one of the most strategically located sites in Tralee, and it's been underused for far too long. The site sits right in the edge of town centre. It's close to the wetlands, close to the river, close to South Circular Road. So its development can really strengthen that entire area and the entire town in a really strategic manner. It's a key part of Tralee, and it's one that can really continue to grow and modernise. We've seen development down there already in terms of both the Fells Point Hotel, a thriving hotel on the edge of town. You also have a number of apartment complexes. You have the Tralee Tennis Club, which has gone from strength to strength over the last number of years. So I suppose getting this expression of interest out there is about unlocking the potential and showing ambition for Tralee and for that entire area. And I suppose it does connect to wider plans. The updated expression of interest is going to reflect the Tralee Municipal District Settlement Plan, which we passed this year, which sets out a clear framework for the area's development. And that site was defined in the development plan as a strategic site for the town.
Okay, and from there, there's also this process, and again, it's another lengthy process, and that is the flood relief scheme or the flood relief works for Tralee that are to try and future-proof that area and the town from flooding events. So does that have to be taken into context? At least you're arguing both have to be done together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important that that this ties in with the Tralee flood relief scheme. So when whatever planning is undertaken in terms of the site, it's done in tandem with the wider flood protection works that need to be undertaken in the town. That's just from a smart planning perspective, making sure that we get the right development in the right place and that complements the rest of the town while at the same time mitigating against any flood impacts that may or may not occur. I suppose, look, I've been raising this issue regularly, Gerry, through council motions and through media outlets like yourself. Because for years, Fells Point has just lagged behind a little bit, while other projects throughout the town, like the Island of Geese, the public realm works in the town centre, have moved forward at pace. So I'm really glad to see the council are finally putting it back on the agenda. And this defined timeline is really, really positive. But it's all tying back in, like you said, to the Tralee Flood Relief Scheme. And it's really important that we get this planning correct and that we're, like you said, future-proofing against future flood risk.
Yeah. What would you like to see there? What do you hope, at least, I suppose, on that level, what would you like to see, or what do you want to see from the public in terms of expressions of interest?
The development of any large site like this is obviously, it's number one, it's going to bring vibrancy, it's going to bring jobs, and it's going to bring future growth to the town. I think there are a multitude of uses that could be utilised on the Fells Point site. It's a large site. I would say it's one of the largest free sites in Tralee Town as is. Obviously, like I said, it's very close to the Rose Hotel. It's close to sports facilities. It's close to the Green Tralee CBS School. It's close to the Harriers Sports Centre. So, I mean, I wouldn't rule anything in or out. I think there's huge opportunities from both a community perspective, from a commercial perspective, also possibly from a housing perspective. We have to look at all of these things. And the fact that we're going out for a public expression of interest, it brings in the possibility of moving like that in tandem with a private entity in terms of how we develop the site. But it's all coming back to those three things I was talking about. It's coming back to vibrancy, jobs and the future growth of Tralee.
Is there any number of possibilities here? Social housing, student housing, high density apartments in the private, maybe affordable housing, or all of the above, as well as perhaps maybe some element of commercial?
I think everything has to be looked at. I think everything has to be on the table when it comes to this site. I don't think it would be prudent to rule anything out. And this is why it's really important to get this expression of interest out there and to see what type of an appetite is out there for the site. Any private entity that's going to come looking at the site, whether it be in a public-private partnership or a purely private sense, is going to look at obviously how to utilise the site in its best form as is. But like I said, look, it's really important. We're future-proofing for this site. It's also really important that this site is now on the map. February 2026 is the new defined timeline for the expression of interest. I think it's hugely positive for Tralee. I think it's hugely positive for the area as a whole. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. It's all back down to vibrancy, jobs and future growth of Tralee.
Yeah. Could the Land Development Agency perhaps maybe get involved as one of those putting in expression, or the state getting involved in expression of interest for use of the site?
Again, the expression of interest isn't going to be, it won't rule anybody in, it won't rule anybody out. I can't see why not. Look, we're in the midst of a housing crisis at the moment. No, we are lucky in Tralee, Gerry, in terms of the actual amount of land that we have in council possession that is open for development for housing. I'll give you two key examples, one in Killeen, out in Lower Cannon, which are two, again, large scale sites that are going to allow the council to develop social and affordable housing, which is hugely important. It's allowing those individuals who are caught in the trap of not being eligible to sit on the council social housing list, but those who are struggling to get a mortgage. There are affordable schemes available through the Department of Housing, Home First Scheme and a number of others. I'd like to see affordable housing being to the fore on those sites, to be honest, and in tandem with housing. So, like I said, coming back to the fellow's point, I don't think it'd be prudent to rule anything in or out. I think we need to look at every opportunity that's on the table.
Yeah, and look, that would be ideal, because like we're seeing at the moment, and a new report out this morning, and I know the government's long-awaited and delayed housing plan is out tomorrow morning, but as if to underline the need for that, we see the figures for rental properties in Kerry, and they're all going in the wrong direction. Rents are up across the board over the last 12 months, nationally as well as locally here in Kerry, and that underlines the need for in Tralee, in other counties as well, but in Tralee and other areas of Kerry, a desperate need for supply.
Absolutely, and that supply needs to be fast-tracked. And I'll come back to, again, the point I made earlier in terms of our Tralee local area plan that was ratified earlier on this year. There are a number of sites that are now actively being looked at that have been zoned residential, that are going through the planning stages within Kerry County Council, whether they be at pre-planning stages or whether the planning application actually physically be lodged. So there's going to have to be some sort of continuity here in terms of that mix between social housing, that mix between affordable housing, and also that mix with private housing also. All three are key in terms of how we're going to solve this housing crisis. Like I said, I have high hopes in terms of Tralee, both in terms of those active planning applications, whether they be very early stages or whether the planning application actually is physically lodged at the moment. But also the council has a huge role to play here in terms of the provision of social and affordable housing. Like I said, we're lucky in Tralee currently. We have opportunities in that space. We have the land banks available to us to develop. It's now about rolling up our sleeves and getting the supply back in the market.
Okay, final point. What do you hope that we see from the plan tomorrow? Radical action. They're talking about judicial reviews, getting rid of planning roadblocks. Do you think this is your last chance, the Fianna Fáil government, Fine Gael government, your last chance to try and do something radical in time to try and convince people that things will be going in the right direction by the time, let's say, the next election rolls around?
Yeah, like I said, there's no point in denying we're in the midst of a housing crisis that has, I suppose, it spiraled in terms of lack of supply over the last 15 years or so. Radical action is required. I was speaking with you, I think it was 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, in terms of roadblocks and bureaucratic roadblocks that are systematic across a number of bodies in Ireland at the moment. That's probably the first thing that's going to need to be looked at in terms of planning and how our planning, actions and applications are implemented, not only through councils, but obviously also through On Board Planola. This issue is time sensitive. You can't start a house on a Monday and have it built on a Friday. That's not the way it works. Unfortunately, these roadblocks aren't just adding weeks and months in terms of housing supply. They're actually adding years. And by years, I'm talking about 2-3 years to some of these planning applications. It's simply not workable anymore. With that, obviously, look, I'm not saying that it has to be a free-for-all, not in any way, shape or form. That's not what I'm calling for. Obviously, you need checks and balances when it comes to housing in terms, both in terms of planning, but also in the provision of the final product when it comes to market. It needs to be appropriate in usage. It needs to be developed correctly and sustainably. But certainly those planning roadblocks have to be looked at. We're not in a position where we can wait years anymore. And we need to be severely proactive in this space. And I would hope that that's the first thing that this plan is going to look at.
Okay, Mikey, thanks very much for talking to us about that, the problem this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, there you go. That's the Fells Point in Tralee. What do you think should be done with the site? What would you like to see in terms of development for the benefit of the town? Is it all about affordable apartments, perhaps maybe a few high density even in that area to try and get as many people living there and you know, with the amenities that are there, the hotel, tennis club, other issues like that, is that the way to go? Or you want to see something completely different developed by the state? Should it be social housing? Should it be housing for older people? Should it be something radically different? Give us your view.